Hi, welcome back to Great to Lead, where I share easy to use practical tips you can apply to your leadership right away. Today, we are talking about something that's at the core of all great leadership, and that's communication. Specifically, how communication shapes your leadership and influences the culture around you. But there's a twist. While great communication can build trust and inspire action, there's one big mistake that can derail your leadership. And that's oversharing. Stick with me and I'll show you how to find the perfect balance. Before we talk about the problem with oversharing, let's talk about how communication shapes your leadership and influences culture. So whether you're leading a school, a business, or even your family, the way you communicate sets the tone. Communication isn't just about what you say, it's about how you say it and what you don't say. First, let's talk about how communication shapes leadership. Great leaders understand that their words and actions create clarity or confusion. Clear communication builds trust and provides direction, while poor communication leaves people guessing. Think of it this way: if your vision is the destination, your communication is the GPS. Let me say it again. If your vision is the destination, your communication is the GPS. Without clear instructions, people will get lost, frustrated, and disengaged. As a leader, you set the tone. If you communicate positivity, transparency, and respect, your team will mirror those values. But if you're inconsistent or vague, guess what? That confusion trickles down into the culture. So now let's explore how communication shapes culture. Culture isn't just a set of values you stick on a poster, it's how those values come to life in daily interactions. If you're consistently communicating appreciation, feedback, and expectations, you're creating a culture of trust and growth. But if there's lack of communication, or worse, if the communication is negative or toxic, you're creating a culture of fear and uncertainty. I've seen this firsthand during my years as a school principal. When I made the time to check in with my staff, listen to their concerns, and celebrate their wins, it transformed the environment. People felt heard and valued, and they showed up ready to do their best. Now, here's the twist. While communication is essential to great leadership, there's a common trap that even the best leaders can fall into. That is oversharing. Let's break this down because it's more than just a bad habit. It's a leadership roadblock. Oversharing happens when leaders share too much information, whether it's personal struggles, sensitive organizational details, or uncertainty. At first, it might feel like you're being relatable or transparent, but it can quickly become a problem. Imagine you're leading a team and during a meeting, you start venting about upper management's decisions or sharing too much about your personal stress. It might feel good in the moment, but here's the reality. Oversharing can harm your credibility, confuse your team, and even damage the culture you're trying to build. Let me break this down for you with three major dangers of oversharing. First, oversharing undermines trust. When you overshare personal or sensitive information, your team begins to question your judgment. They might start to wonder, if they're sharing this with me, who else are they sharing my information with? Trust takes time to build, but just seconds to break. Next, oversharing shifts the focus away from the mission. Oversharing often diverts attention from what really matters, which is your team's goals and priorities. When meetings or conversations become about your personal struggles or unrelated issues, it can leave people feeling distracted or unsure about what they should focus on. Finally, oversharing blurs boundaries. As a leader, maintaining professionalism is key. Oversharing can make team members feel uncomfortable or even create an environment of gossip. It's important to be approachable without overstepping boundaries. So, how do you avoid the oversharing trap while still being authentic? Here are three strategies. Number one is to keep it relevant. Only share information that directly affects your team or helps them better understand a situation. If it doesn't serve a purpose, it's better left unsaid. Number two, know your boundaries. It's okay to share personal stories to build a connection, but keep them brief and professional. Ask yourself, is this story helpful or is it just a vent? Number three, focus on solutions, not problems. If you're discussing a challenge, frame it in a way that shows you're working on a solution. This keeps your communication constructive and inspiring. At the end of the day, your team doesn't need to know every detail of your life or every frustration you're feeling. What they need is your leadership. Clear, confident, and focused. Remember, authenticity doesn't mean full disclosure. It means showing up in a way that serves and empowers others. By avoiding oversharing, you create a space for trust, clarity, and a connection to thrive. And that is how you truly lead with greatness. Remember, your communication isn't just about you. It's about empowering others to succeed. And when you get it right, you're not just shaping a team, you're shaping a thriving culture. Thanks for tuning in today. If you found this helpful, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe for more practical leadership tips. I'd love to hear from you. What is your biggest communication challenge as a leader? Drop it in the comments below. Until next time, strive to be a leader who inspires and leads with greatness.